being here. My name is Promise, and you are listening to Redivine. So I've been away for 4 weeks now. I haven't posted anything. In those 4 weeks, one, got COVID and had to be on bed rest. It was really not a pretty sight, but I'm all better now. It happened in the past 2 weeks. I've recovered quite a bit since then, and I've rested. I realized that COVID had to give me the gift of rest and being at home, quarantine, and all that. The other 2 weeks before I got COVID, I was traveling. I got an opportunity to go to a retreat, an immersion retreat in McGregor, which is the Western Cape of South Africa. The retreat was an immersion for family constellation facilitators only. So it was more like a training retreat for therapists, a 6-day training retreat. It was very, 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 very beautiful. It was an opportunity to meet like-minded people from all over the world. Literally, there was just very few people from South Africa. So I got an opportunity to meet different people, to be with different cultures and ways and walks of lives, and to also see people from the West coming this side where it's winter that side and we are on our summer, and we see things so much different. So that shift was also very interesting to see, when people experience our summer and our sun. In that 6 days, the whole 6 days was very fruitful, not only for myself but for the podcast as well. Even though I didn't go in there for the podcast in any, I didn't even think about it. I just thought, okay, I'm gonna be away, I'll see the podcast when I'm back. But as I was there, I had a question that came in me that I wanted to discuss with my peers, which was, how do I redefine intuition, or my intuition? That question came after I've always experienced people telling me that I'm intuitive or I'm spiritual, and I could never place that in myself because I never felt like that at all. I always felt like maybe I'm a bit more present with people, so I can pick up things, but I never felt intuitive, really. So I thought I need to redefine that so that I can find out, what am I really to people, and how can I move forth in that direction confidently, really. But when I spoke, instead of saying how do I redefine, I came up with, how do I redivine intuition? That was very interesting that it came like that, and I tried to correct what I meant, but I couldn't. I kept on saying, how do I redivine? which my peers saw as, maybe that's what the question needs to be, really. How do you redivine intuition? So, yeah, very long story short, I stuck to that question and I applied it to different parts that I wanted to redivine. And it led to beautiful conversation with people like my peers, or in my life, my walking life with myself and my maker, and which led to the podcast, because I realized all this conversation is something that I want to bring into the podcast. Now, at first I thought I need to have a season, like have a season where it will be a redivine season, where we can just talk about things we can redivine. But the more I stayed with this, research, the more I realize how I want the whole name to be redivine, because it did such a shift for me when I started seeing things as, how do we redivine things? So yes, that's how it now got to be changed to redivine from being love. I think redivining and being love is a very similar thing to me, but redivine just sounds more nicer and more inclusive. Yeah. So yes, welcome to the official first episode of Redivine. So this is a podcast where we're gonna redivine a lot of things. We redivine intuition, like I just said. We're gonna redivine our connections with our ancestors in this modern age. We're gonna redivine spirituality for our individual lives, redivine gender and womanhood. And in this modern age, there's so many things that we need to redivine. So join me in this journey where I walk through redivining things while we're still being love, because we are forever be love, right? Love is all there is, and that is still the basis of this podcast. Love is still all there is. So thank you so much for being here. Moving forward, we are going to call the podcast Redivine. I hope the sounds as exciting to you as it is to me. It has been such incredible, fruitful 4 weeks being away and truly having time off. It was such a needed thing, clarity for myself and for a lot of things in my life, or whether it's my career, my work, or even this podcast. I got so much clarity, and I am ready to share that with all of you. And also thank you so much to each and every person listening to this podcast. I am still so grateful when I always see every day new people listening, new countries, and that I've, you know, like, wow, that's just great. Thank you so much for being here. You are truly appreciated, and I welcome you for being here in this journey with me. And now we're going to take a journey of redivining, and I hope you can also look into your life and see where do you need to redivine things to what works for you now. Yeah, my voice is still a bit shaky, but it's getting very better, and it's gonna be better with days. I know I couldn't really speak the first few days, and the longer I speak, start getting a bit shaky. But yeah, I'm just here. I'm gonna take it all in. It's all part of the process. So moving forward, how we're gonna do things here on Redivine, we're gonna have a new season. This will be season 2, which is Redivine. This is the season where we are redivining intuition or / spirituality. So we're gonna have episodes up until about 10 to 12 episodes per season. And the reason I'm saying it's season 2 is because Being Love was our first season. It was the first step that I had to take to just be here with all of you. So now we are on season 2, which is redivining, and we're taking it a step up, just a little bit, a notch up. Before I go, so how are we gonna move forward now? This is gonna be the second season of Redivine. The topic for the season is redivining intuition or redivining spirituality. Yeah. And we're gonna have 10 episodes in a season. So the episodes, we're gonna have guests, people coming in, gonna have me, and there's a lot of other exciting things that are planned for this season, which is redivining intuition and spirituality. A lot of exciting things that are coming, and I am very grateful to be here with each and every one of you. So thank you so much for being here. It's gonna still be once a week, Yeah, so see you in the next episode, where we're gonna have Unoxolo Mchunu as a guest speaker. She is a Sangoma based in KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, and she's gonna be talking to us about ukuphahla, which is, I mean, she'll do a better explanation of this. But it's more like manifesting or communicating with our ancestors. And a lot of different terms that she'll be discussing with us, or rather way of spirituality that are practiced by Zulu people, by African indigenous people of South Africa. So that's very exciting. Thank you so much for being here. So we're gonna see each other again on our next episode. Take good care of yourself, and remember, love is all there is.